If the Lord were not a gracious God, the Bible would have been a mere 6 chapters long. For in Genesis 6, God stands ready to take the world he has perfectly created and which has so imperfectly imploded in sin and pour it down the drain. "The end of all flesh has come before me," he said, "for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And look, I am about to destroy humanity with the earth." And yet Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Because of grace, the Lord made this man the first sailor, a sort of Adam number 2, to begin creation anew. Buried in a watery grave was a world of sinners who chose death over life. Down they sank beneath the waves of woe that engulfed the world they had flooded with corruption. And above those same waves floated the ark of salvation that Noah had constructed for him and his family of 7. Nothing stood between them and certain death but the wood of the ark, buoyed up by the promise of a good and a gracious God. Noah and his family entered that ark through a door in the side. And in so doing, they gave us a preview of the way in which we enter a greater ark, to be saved in a greater flood. We find grace not only in the eyes, but in the wounds of the Lord. The portal in the ark of salvation is in the side of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was not made with a saw and a hammer, but a soldier's spear. It pierced the side of our Lord as he hung upon the cross, and out flooded blood and water. Through that door in the side of Christ, we enter the ark of saving grace. The water and the blood that stream forth from Christ streams us back into him as we are carried by the waves of baptism through the wound and into the body of God incarnate. Baptism now saves you, because baptism is the flood reenacted, but with a wonderful twist. We are sundered from the number of the unbelieving, passed through the pierced portal in the side of Jesus, and are preserved dry and secure in the ark of life. Christ ferries us across death's raging flood. He preserves us dry and secure in the ark of Christendom. As Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, we find that same grace in the wounds of Christ. Of him, the water and the blood and the spirit cry, "He is our ark. He is our life. He is the one in whom our sins are drowned, that we might float safely to the heavenly harbor of our Father God."